When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Warrior! You landed on the Coach JV podcast. This is a raw, authentic podcast helping you understand the power you have inside of you to accomplish great things. I'm just going to warn you, if you're sensitive, this is not the podcast for you. But if you're ready to rise, let's go. Warriors, rise! Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Coach JV podcast. We're talking about motivation, health, and life. I'm your host, Coach JV, your top health and mindset coach in the world. Remember, what you believe in your heart, you think in your mind, will eventually become your words and become your reality. If you can see it in your mind, eventually you can hold it right here in your hands. What you repeatedly do gets ingrained in your subconscious mind. What gets ingrained in your subconscious mind becomes an unconscious activity. Welcome to January 1st, 2024. This is it, family. This is it. This is the year of transformation. This is the most important year of your life. Please yield my warning on this to get your shit together. Health. Mental, physical, spiritual. This is it, family. So today we're going to talk about goal setting. It is extremely, extremely important. And one of the things, one of the tools that I've used on a daily basis, and I am extremely consistent, extremely disciplined on this, and I believe this is one of the, well, it's scientific. It's actually science has proven, or science or studies have proven, that this is a real thing. That when you write down your goals, the propensity of your success goes up dramatically. Every single day, you should be writing down your goals. So here's how I do it. So I have my goal sheet right in front of me. So I basically build out a long-term strategy for my companies, okay? I look at the revenue goals. I look at the what we want to accomplish, where we want to be. And then I back it down to a personal level. Now, you can do it with your company, or you can do it with your family, or you can do it with your wealth, or you can do it with your relationship, right? So the first thing that we do is we create a vision, right? So a vision board. So the vision board is created around the things that I want to see professionally, personally, and financially, okay? And spiritually too as well. So the one thing that we're going to talk about really driving down is goal setting. How many of you, if you're in my academy, over 8,000 people that have gone through it, and the thousands of people listening to the podcast, truly, how many of you, based on my advice that I've given you, write down your goals every day? And I know the answer, guys. I know that you stopped. I know that you did it for a while in January last year. And then when you got motivated, you did it. Guys, you cannot stop this. It is so unbelievably important, because if you understand at a deep level how the brain works, your RAS is a GPS, your reticular activating system. Your reticular activating system is a guidance system. It is responding to what you're thinking. It's responding to your dominant thought. It's responding to the things that are done in darkness. Okay, remember the pineal gland conversation? The pineal gland is activated in darkness. That's why Jacob said he saw God face to face, and he called it pineal, because when he was in the dark praying in his closet, thinking the thoughts and seeds that he planted were the things that he manifests in the current reality. So do you think, simply, logically, if you were to write down your goals every single day, that your reticular activating system would see that, and it would be a guiding GPS. And likely, the things that are being presented to you within your current paradigm are the things that you're thinking about. And then you can trust and develop knowing that all things being presented to you are for you and not against you. So simply, what I do is I take the broad picture, and I'll talk about the daily activity, because most people, maybe you are an entrepreneur, maybe you're not an entrepreneur, maybe you have a job or that, and that's okay. This is about I'm just going to tell you what I do for my broad picture. So I take all the companies and I do a broad picture goal. So let's give an example. So I want to work to get 3T Warrior Academy to an eight-figure company this year. That's my goal, okay? So what I would do is say, okay, here's the goal. That would be over eight figures would be 10 million, right? So I take the 10 million and I back it in all the way down to the daily activities that I need to do, right? For personal, professional, and spiritual. So what you do is you take your long term, you write that down every single day. And I write it in present tense. So it says, I have a eight-figure company. I have the top insurance company in the world. I have, do you see what I'm saying? You're writing it in present tense. Okay, very specific as you can get. Then midterm, if for me, midterm, long-term is about a year. Midterm is around quarterly to 6 months, okay? Then I write short-term, what I have within the short term. And then I write long term, or midterm is basically the monthly goal, 6 month goal. And then the most important one is the daily activities. What daily activities do you need to do to reach those goals? Okay. What things will move the needle forward? And then you start to look at your life throughout the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, as you go through your first week. And at the end of the day, you ask yourself, did I move the needle forward? First, you have to be honest with yourself. Honestly, did I do the things that I needed to do? And if the answer is no, you have to ask yourself, what are the competing commitments that got in my way of me accomplishing the daily activities that bleed into my midterm and my long-term goals? Okay. And that's what you need to eliminate. Once you eliminate that, you have to start to measure success. If you're doing your daily activities on a daily basis, then you start to measure the success based on the results. Okay. And, you know, we're going to go, you know, we've gone into mindset a million times, but this is the physicality part of it. So if you're not seeing the needle move, it's either you need more time, you need more skill. Okay. Time would be patience as well. You need more skill or you need more resources, or maybe you're doing the wrong activity, right? But you can only measure that if you're doing something consistently for a long enough period of time to measure the results, right? So what I usually do is I do something. I'll give you an example, our thumbnails. Okay. This is a great example. The thumbnails. We changed them just recently and we're going for 30 days to see what the result is of a new enhanced thumbnail. And what I'm basically able to see within about 15 days, we're seeing a 0.2 to a 0.3 increase in click-through rate, right? So I'm able to see it's actually increasing it. Now I'll wait 30 days. Once I wait 30 days, I'll measure the results. And once I see that it's increasing or decreasing, if it's increasing, we'll continue that activity and we'll spread it across our whole channel. Right, but I can't measure the activity if I don't have the daily activities or the broad goal. Now, the broad goal is to take the company to 10 million, right, to help more people. So that is part of the short-term, mid-term, long-term. You see what I'm saying? So I'm able to measure things. We're not just willy-nilly walking into life, just, you know, going out there and trying to figure it out on a daily basis and hoping that hope is not a strategy. Hope gets you moving. Motivation gets you off the couch. Discipline and consistency makes you successful. So the question I have for you is, do you think for the next 365 days that you can write down your goals? And if you can build this into your habitual activities, it'll radically transform your life. So I love you guys. I appreciate you. And this week is going to be mostly about motivation, inspiration, and really driving us forward. Really talking from my current paradigm and the things that I've done to get my family to success, freedom, spiritual, mentally, and physically. And I'd like to give you those tools to help you succeed as well. So I love you guys. I appreciate you. Share this podcast with a friend and give us a 5-star review. That would help us move up the ranks as well. Warriors, rise. Get your shit together.